This third trade policy review of Brunei Darussalam has provided an excellent opportunity to consider the development and evolution of Brunei's trade and investment regime since its last review in 2008 and the challenge it now faces. I would like to thank His Excellency Datuk Paduka Lim Jok Hoi, Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Ambassador Datuk Mahathir Rahman, and the rest of the delegation of Brunei Darussalam for their active and constructive engagement in this review. I would also like to thank His Excellency Ambassador Haluk Ilija for his valuable insights as discussant. Brunei's written answers to 163 advanced written questions have been appreciated by members. They also welcome Brunei's adoption of the alternative time frame for questions and answers, which allowed for a more fruitful discussion, and look forward to the answers to outstanding questions no later than 1 month after this meeting. First of all, I would like to note that this has been a positive review. Members have praised Brunei Darussalam for having further simplified and liberalised its trade regime, notably by reducing its average MFN applied tariff from 4.8% in 2007 to 1.7% in 2014. Despite the global economic crisis, macroeconomic indicators have remained sound during the review period, with low inflation rate, strong fiscal position, and current account surplus. In light of the current low world oil prices, members encourage Brunei to accelerate the pace of diversification of its economy away from its hydrocarbon resources. Brunei Darussalam has also been encouraged to reduce remaining restrictions and barriers to FDI and promote a more business-friendly environment so as to increase the participation of the private sector in the economy, which remains limited. To this effect, Brunei Darussalam indicated that it will establish government-linked companies to serve as catalysts in areas where the private sector has been constrained by lack of access to technology and resources. Members appreciated Brunei Darussalam's strong support for the multilateral trading system, having already notified its Category A commitments under the new trade facilitation agreement. At the same time, members took note of Brunei Darussalam's active use of regional and bilateral trade agreements to deepen its integration into the global economy. It was noted that Brunei has never used trade remedy measures, nor was it subject to WTO trade dispute proceedings. Members encouraged Brunei to address its outstanding WTO notifications. Brunei Darussalam was commended for moving ahead with significant legislative and regulatory reforms. These reforms have included strengthening the legal frameworks in areas such as business environment, financial services, fisheries, intellectual property, and technical barriers to trade. Members encouraged Brunei to complete additional legislation on competition while promoting greater transparency of government decision-making on trade policy matters. Against this general positive economic outlook and overall favorable assessment of the trade policies of Brunei, the review has also highlighted some areas of possible improvements. Areas for attention brought up by members during the review, either through the question and answer process or through their statements, include the following. 1. Custom procedures. Members praise Brunei Darussalam on the ongoing reforms in the area of custom procedures, in particular the introduction of both e-customs and the national single window. 2. Tariff and excise duties. Despite Brunei's low MFN applied tariff, members noted that the bond rates were significantly higher than the applied rates. and this could limit the predictability of the tariff regime. Questions were asked about the rationale for Brunei to have increased the coverage of excise duties. 3, TBT and SPS measures. Clarification was sought on specific issues such as the halal certificate and the establishment of the National Standards Council. Members raised a number of questions and requested Brunei Darussalam to make further efforts to enhance transparency and notifications in the elaboration and implementation of technical regulations and SPS measures. 4, state trading and state-owned enterprises and privatization. Against the background of the important role played by the state in the economy, some members asked Brunei to notify its state trading enterprises to the WTO. On government procurement, Brunei was invited by some delegations to join or become observer to the GPA. 6, on intellectual property rights, members appreciated efforts by the Bruneian authorities to strengthen the enforcement of IPR protection and encourage Brunei to further improve it by, inter alia, strengthening its institutional framework. Questions were raised in respect of Brunei's new patent law. 7, on agriculture. Despite limited arable land, some delegations noted that further participation of foreign investment in the sector would help Brunei to achieve its food security and self-sufficiency objectives. 8, on energy. Members took note of Brunei's plans to further strengthen upstream and downstream activities, ensure secure, reliable, and efficient supply of energy, and maximize economic spin-off from the energy industry. Energy subsidy reform was also mentioned as a way to reduce the distortions affecting Brunei's efforts at diversifying its economy. Lastly, on services, members encouraged Brunei to increase its gas commitments as services, notably tourism, telecoms, construction, finance, and transportation, held particular potential for growth and diversification of the economy. Overall, members were pleased with the strategy that is underway in Brunei Darussalam as outlined in its National Vision 2035, as well as the manner in which open trade and investment regimes form part of this strategy, as this would allow Brunei to develop and further reduce its dependence on one sector. It was important to not lose sight of these medium and long-term goals while at the same time keeping markets open, promoting business development, further liberalizing the investment regime, providing adequate intellectual property protection, and encouraging a more level playing field in the economy between state-owned enterprises and private entities, foreign or domestic. The many questions posed and the participation of a large number of delegations in this meeting reflects members' substantive interest in the trade policies and practices of Brunei Darussalam. Finally, let me thank again the Bruneian delegation for their hard work and dedication to this exercise. Once in every 6 years, not once in every 4 years like some of us. And to all other delegations, the discussant, the secretariat, and the interpreters for this successful review.